Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time. Hi, this is Mark again, and today we're focusing on trusting in God through prayer. This topic is something that hits very close to home for me, and I am both excited and a little nervous to talk about trust. Today, we will be understanding trust through Mary and how she responds to the angel Gabriel's message with unwavering faith. In Luke's Gospel, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary to tell of Christ's coming. In Luke 1, we read, "And the angel Gabriel said to Mary in reply, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing will be impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.'" These words capture the essence of trust in God. Imagine our Mother Mary, a young woman with her whole life ahead of her, suddenly called into something she could not fully understand. Yet she responds not with doubt, but with surrender. This is what trust in prayer looks like. A willingness to say to God, "Even when the path is unclear, I will trust in you." How often do we hesitate in our prayers? We bring our worries to God, but do we truly trust him with the answers? Sometimes we pray and still hold on to our fears, afraid of the unknown. But Mary's response shows us that trust in prayer is not about having all the answers. It's about believing in the ones who does. Mary had every reason to be afraid. She was young, engaged, but not yet married, and now carrying a child through the power of the Holy Spirit. From a human perspective, her future was filled with uncertainty. Yet she trusted God completely, knowing he would provide and protect and guide her through the unknown. In Lent, we are invited to surrender, to bring our needs, our struggles, our uncertainties before God, and say, "Let it be done according to your word." I can't speak for you, but the more I try to stay informed about what's going on in the world, the more I want to retreat and give up. But that is not what God is calling me to do. I've been recently reflecting on the last time I had to place great trust in the Lord. I have mentioned it on the podcast before, but my youngest two were adopted through the foster care system. It will actually be 1 year next month, although they have been with us since 2022. Being a foster parent is a never-ending exercise of surrender and trust, but maybe not for the reasons people think. The kids are the easy part, actually. It's the bureaucracy of CPS, the thousands of hoops to jump through, and it's the never knowing if your kids that you love might be gone from one day to the next. I like to describe it like building IKEA furniture on a moving truck. It's somehow possible, but it's messy, and you will wish with all your heart there was a better way. It was extremely difficult knowing I was supposed to be their dad, but I had to surrender and trust in the plans of the Lord, even if I didn't always know what was going to happen from one day to the next. On April 19th, when my children's last name was officially changed to mine, and when I could forever be their dad, I said many prayers of thanksgiving. I will say that choosing to foster and adopt was one of the greatest decisions of my life. And if you are considering foster care adoption, I'm going to leave my email in the description of this episode if you have any questions. I want you to think about a situation in your life where you feel uncertain or afraid. Have you fully surrendered it to God? Maybe it's a decision you need to make, a relationship that needs healing, or a challenge you can't seem to overcome. Right now, in this moment, take a deep breath and offer it to God, not just in words, but in trust. Consider adopting Mary's prayer posture this Lent. When you pray, don't just ask, listen. Don't just seek, surrender. Trust that God is already working, even when you can't see it. If you struggle with this, try using Mary's words in your own prayers. Let it be done to me according to your word. Repeat them when doubt creeps in, and remind yourself that nothing is impossible for God. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, like Mary, help us to trust you completely. When we feel afraid, remind us that nothing is impossible for you. Teach us to surrender in prayer, not just with our words, but with our hearts. May our faith deepen as we walk this Lenten journey, trusting that your will is always good. Give us the courage to say yes to you, even when we don't fully understand your plan. And St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.